Daf Samach Amid Beis, we had two members of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda and two Mishnayos. We had a Mishnah in Kedushin, Oim Elish Aret Mekadeshes Liamanash Etin Loch Masayim Zuz Arezu Mekadeshes Vohu Yitain, and there Rav Huna said that it's the Kedushin is Chal Ma'achshav when he gives the Masayim Zuz, and Rav Yehuda says Lichshe Yitain, that the Kedushin is Chal when he gives over the Masayim Zuz. So the Shail is it Chal Ma'freya or is it Chal Zman Shanoisin Lo HaMasayim Zuz? And then we had a Mishnah in Gittin, Ha'im Elish Ha'reiz Ha'gitach Menashe Titin Li Masayim Zuz Ha'reiz Megereshes Ve'hi Titein. Again, we had the same Achloikas between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna holds it's a T'nai. When she gives the Masayim Zuz, she's Misgareshes from the Shas Geirishin. Rav Yehuda says she's Megereshes Lichshe Titein when she'll give the Masayim Zuz. So we are on the third line on the Avsamach Amad Beis, Utsriche. So why do we need this double machloikis, Sai by Gittin and Sai by Kedushin between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda? There's a machloikis, what the Taich Almanas means, Almanas Kemachshav, not Kemachshav. So it should say by one Mishnah, and I'll be able to figure out, by the other Mishnah I'll also have the same machloikis. So the Gemara makes a tzriches. Di ashmin and gabi kedushin. We would only have the machloikis of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda by kedushin. B'ho koma Rav Huna, mishum de lekroi v'akosi. Ne Rav Huna held that the kedushin is chal liyalta, because he wants to marry her. He wants to become niskarif to her. So why should he push it off to when he'll give the Masayim Zuz? She wants Masayim Zuz. Good, so he has to go and give her Masayim Zuz. But here there's Zicher Asvore that he wants the Kedushin to be Chal as soon as possible. The Lekroi V'Kosi. So here, Rav Huna hold Amenas Kema'achshav Domi. Aval Gerishin the Leracha Kosi, but Gerishin, the purpose of Gerishin is to sever the issues. Eime, so this is not an ideal situation to be Marchik Ishtoi. Eime Moidelei L'Rab Yehuda. So there I would say that he's Moide to Rab Yehuda, and there Almanas means Lichshe Titein. When you'll give the Masayim Zuz, then you'll become Megoreshes. Let us see Rashi. Zekrashi de lekroiva osi, umiya lekarva olov, elov, so he'll be memayer to be mekarva, that's the purpose of the kedushin to marry her. Vigomar kedushin bepruta shenosnlo, so there he, the kedushin is chal already, with the pruta shenosnlo, there's a tnai, so he'll be mekayim the tnai, but al kaponim, since it's lekruve osi, I assume that he wants it to be chal as soon as possible. But by Gerishin, the Larachka Osi, Ema Moidele L'Rab Yehuda, the Loi Goma L'Meheve Gito Achetite. He's not interested to giving the get Achetite till she'll give the Masayim Zuz. He's not in a hurry to give the get. Why? Ulai Yispaisu Bintayim. Perhaps they'll be Nispayis. Shein Odom Memayer L'Rachek Es Ishtoi. A person does not hurry, doesn't rush into giving his wife a get. I'd like to be Ma'ira something on this Rashi. L'Chayre Pshat and Rashi is, there's a L'Gobel Mevi Gita Achetite, and he didn't want to give a get Achetite. Shein Odom Memayer L'Rachek Es Ishtoi, because because a person doesn't rush to give a get, ulai yispaisu bintayim. Because maybe there'll be nispai. So he has a havamina that it might work out. After all, now it doesn't look too good. He's giving a get, but he still has hopes. Ula yispaisu. So kan shayla ben, ula yispaisu. So what's the chilek? What is he accomplishing by making that the get should be chalayda? Let us clear for a minute, if she gives them a saimzus, is nesina bal kolchoi, he doesn't want to take shma nesina, loy shma nesina, let us say for practical purposes, nesina bal kolcho, shmei nesina. So if she gives him the Messiah, he gave her a get now, which is a potential gerishin, will be a gerishin now, be a gerishin later, but it's, I mean, if she gives the Messiah Mizuz Nasina Bal Koch Shmeinusun, she's giget. So he doesn't want to hurry up because Ula Yispaisu. No, if Ula Yispaisu, so what did he gain by pushing it off for later? She'll give the get, she'll give it Mandashich. If she's also happy later, so you can give the get Kibichal now already. But tonight she eat the Messiah Mizuz, she'll never give Messiah Mizuz because Yispaisu, they're very happily married. So, what's wrong with giving a get now? If he wants her and she doesn't want him, so she's got to give the get later, so she's giget. Nesina bal kolcho shmei nesina, so she'll be giget. So what did he accomplish over here? What did he accomplish by pushing it off? He gave her a get, which is a potential gerishin either now or later. He can't control that it should be a get or that. If she gives them a sign, so she'll be a get. So what did he accomplish? So I thought one of the two. Either if it'll be a spice, or if the get is chal later, l'cheiri can have charote from the gerishin. That's what we had a gemara. It's like gerishin l'achalamed, the osa dibur mevatel dibur, it's a din dibur. So he gained a gewalt. That means if it's chalam afreya, so then it's he can't be mevatel the get. And if she wants to give him a sign, zuzun nesina bal kocha, shmon nesina, so memela, so it's fafalim. If it'll be mispayas later, he'll be mevatel the get, finished. Also dibo mevatel dibo. That could be one mahalach. Or perhaps we don't have to go into that. There's a yesaidistik echilik between almanas kema'achshav and akema'achshav. Does he want to, amanaskim ma'akshav means I want to be megarish now. That's a type of amanaskim ma'akshav. But these conditions I'm putting to the gerish. If I want to be megarish now, amanas lavkim ma'akshav means I don't want to be megarish now. So Rashi is saying by gerish a person is not interested in being megarish now. So memele, so it's sicher azach that he's not interested to get it over with now. So I would assume he means for later. If later he'll be in the spice and she'll give him his fafal, but al kaponim, there's a svar to say he doesn't want now. Because gerishin is not an ideal situation. They were married for 25 years. And, so memele, there's a svar to say he doesn't want now. Could be that pshat in Rashi, on nafgeminis. Al kaponim, so that's why Rav Huna had to say in the Sechtes Gittin, no, Amanaske Ma'achshav Domei, he means it should be Chal now, forget about all these forests. And that's the Taitch of Almanas. I don't look, I'm not done each situation, Bazunda, I say Almanas means Kema'achshav in all cases. V'yitma Bahach, now if it would say by Gerishin, it would say by Gerishin that, that it's kema'achshav, is bahach koma avunda, there avunda holds it's kema'achshav, mishum de'iu leikosav lei lemitva. That means, he's maskim that the gerishin should be chal now, and what's with the money? He's not a shy person. He's giving her a get, so he's not shy. He'll give her the get, and he'll stand over her head till she gives him the money. He can't mum from her the money, because there's no tviya for her to be mekayim that night. But al kaponim, he's not afraid of such a situation. So, for practical purposes, let the get be chal now, and if he wants her to give him a masayim, he'll get the masayim out of her. Aval hoche, but when it comes kedushin, so here the tnai was letoya loso. She wanted the masaimzus. Amanasha tiknali masaimzus. The e he ksifa lo lemitve. Now she's never going to ask him for the masaimzus. But you have to understand, she's in the matzav of Gehenim. That means he gave her the pute, and I'll give you a masaimzus. And 20 years pass by. My word is the word. I'll give you. Listen, he's a modern person. She didn't see Masayim Zuz yet. 20 years passed. And so she'd get married to someone else already. But she can't get married to someone else because he's going to give the Masayim Zuz to be married to Mafreya. So Mamel, so he'd be a svara to say that Rav Huna understood since the Tanai is Latoya Losa, it's Zicha Hotel is that the Kedushin should be Chal when he gives the Masayim Zuz. So Mamel, she won't ask him for the Masayim Zuz, but like this, if the Kedushin will be Chal later. So she see, after 2 months, he's not giving the Masayim Zuz, I couldn't tell she'll get married to someone else. And she's nothing what to worry about. She's married already. Afal Pikain, Alfal Pikain, the Gemara says, no, Rav Huna is consistent, Almanas means Kemarshav. What does Rashi say? Behachkama wundu begreshes meyad, lechoshes abal la'akib geirishe ad sheyekabal amoyis. Mishim leikosim lemitvola, he's not ashamed, not embarrassed to ask her for the money. So memele, so mitzidoi, he could be masking that the Gerushin should be chal right away. Eima moidilei Rabbi Yehuda, sherei loy nisratis b'kidusher at sheit, and she wants the Messiah Zuz. So we have here machlokes by Gerushin between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Said Amanash, shetitli Messiah Zuz, if the get will be chal l'mafreya, or the get will be chal l'chshetitli. Meisvei. Areze gitech al menashe titneli mosaim zuz. Af al pi she niskara haget. The get was torn. Vesha ovad or got lost. Areze megureshes. So she's geget. So we see klo. And al menashe is kemachshav. So b'meil, it is not son of kolso kinyone. If al menashe would be lichshe titein, so the Gemara Gerishin is when she gives the Masayim Zuz, so you need that the get should be around. So we have an often a Bereise that Almanas is Kamachshav. An often a Bereise like Rav Huna. Then the Bereise continues. So even though she is Nizgarish Lamafreya when she gives the Masayim Zuz, we won't permit her to marry someone else, even though she can be get, first let her give the money. Let's not get into Shoshish and Tzveikas, she'll get married and she won't give the money and we'll have Shekelchev problems. Al Kaponem, one Baraisa we have, a Klora Baraisa, that the Klora Baraisa, that like Rav Huna, that I'm an Askemarsha. But I with another Baraisa. Omar lo areze gitech amenashe titne li mosayim zuz. Umeis. And he died. Nisana, if she had given him before he died, the mosayim zuz, ein zekuk liyovo. So she's not zekuk liyovo because she was geget. Before he died, she gave him the money before he died. So memele, so ein zekuk liyovo. Loi nisana. What if she didn't give him the money and he died? Is a kukulayova. Now, it's too late. I mean, he's dead already. So foul. Rav Shimon Gamliel oima naisenes la'ochiv ay la'ochiv ay la'oviv la'ochiv ay la'oviv ay la'echad min akreiv. Rav Shimon Gamliel said that this tnai amenash shetitni li did not necessarily mean that the money has to be given to me. This titne li means either it should be, if I'm alive, it should be given to me, and if I won't be alive, so the tnai could be niskayim by giving it to my yoshim. You give it to my father, to my brother, to other yoshim. That's also a kiyum atnai. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we see klo that he holds amanas kema achshav domi. She'll give the get after her husband's death. She won't fall the yibum because the get was chal l'mafrei. So now the Gemara says, Ad kan loy pligi, the whole machloikis between the Tanekame and Rav Shimon Gamliel is, if she could be Mekayim the Tanai by giving it his Yoshim. Ad kan loy pligi, the mar sova li, the loyli Yoshim. The Tanekame holds li means, the Masaimsus has to be given to me, the loyli Yoshim. Umar Sova, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Zafilu Liyosh. Abu de Kulal Mamiyas Tanoi Have. But according to everyone, if we see that if she would be Mekayim the Tanai, La'acha Misosa, she wouldn't fall a Yibum. So everyone holds, she wouldn't fall a Yibum, so see Kulal Amanas Kemachshev Domi. It's Tiyufte de Rav Yehuda. So these two Baraises are Tiyufte de Rav Yehuda. Now, I'd like to mention a beautiful ha'ore that Rishonim and Achronim ask, and four very nice terutzim. Let's say I'd mention three terutzim. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, li means you have to take li with a grain of salt. Li does not mean you should give me the money. If I'm around, you give me the money. If he's not around, you give to the Yoshim the money. So, the Baraisa mentions three Yoshim. Ochiv, leftover brothers, so you give it to the brothers. Oila Oviv, there was a father, so then you give to the father, he's the Yoshim. Oy le'echod min akroivim. Echod min akroivim means there's no brothers, there's no father. So then you give, there's an uncle. So you give to the uncle. So l'chayre, the kasha says, if there's no brothers, so there's no yibum. So there's no yibum, so what's the difference if she's a grush, if she's an almona? I mean, why does she gives the money to the uncle that she should be geged lemafreya, lemayin afkemine, and now she's also takoyin, and if she won't give the money, she's an almona, she's muta takoyin. I mean, what interest should she have to that she should be geged lemafreya? Why is it worthwhile for her? There's no yibum. So the Zvar Yaakov brings down three terutzim. One teretz, she doesn't want to be like Dini Avelis on her husband. He went on the best of terms. He gave her a gift. He wanted to schlep out 200 Jesus from her. Now, if he dies, she'll have to say, Shivin Achechet on him, please. So she'll give the Messiah Zuz. She's Geget Lamafreya. She doesn't have to be Naig Avelis. That's one Afgamina. Second Afgamina is, her first husband also died. Now, if the get won't be a get, so she's a katlonis. Two husbands died, she's finished. Two times is a chazoke. She had two husbands died. She's a woman that two husbands died, so she's finished. She can't get married anymore. So she's very interested. Her husband didn't die, he gave her a get. So she is very interested to activate the get. Abu Kiveger says a beautiful text. And the Kevega says as follows. Kevega says, no, it's the gay yibum. The gay yibum, so how do you give the money left to the uncle? There's a brother over here. Zukta be Kevega, amayridika einfal. Zukta be Kevega azay. Let's be, megashim the inyan, what happened over here. Her husband was named Reuven. Her husband's father was Yaakov. Right? Yaakov had a son, Reuven. Now, Yaakov married Leah, another woman, not Reuven's mother, another woman. This Leah was married to someone else, to Beryl. She was married to Beryl. This Beryl gave her a get, and Yaakov married Leah, but he married her 2 months after the get. 2 months after the get, it's not a proper thing to do. You have to wait 3 months, al safchone. But he married her 2 months after the get. And 7 months later, after the marriage, Shimon was born. Now, this Shimon, I really don't know, is the Shimon Reuven's brother. is this taka from Yaakov the Shimon, and it's a ben Zayin, or maybe this is from Beryl, the previous husband. So he's a ben Tes Chadoshim, so he's not a brother. He's Beryl's son. Fine. Now, so let's clarify. Shaila, is she allowed to get married? That Reuven died, her husband died. There's this Shimon who's a Suffolk brother. So she's not allowed to get married, Lashuk, because maybe Shimon is a brother. He can't be Miyah. A chalitza upon him he should give. I mean, Shizikha is not allowed to get married without chalitza. Right? So she wants to activate the get. She wants to, if she activates the get, so then she can get married right away. Shimon will not be a problem. Now, who is the Yairish of Reuven? So the Yairish of Reuven is the uncle, not Shimon. Because the Gemara says in Yevomis, Ein Sofik Meitz Midei Badai. That means Shimon is a Sofik Yairish. Maybe he's not even a brother. The uncle is a Vadai Yairish. The uncle is a Vadai Yairish. Now, if Shimon's a brother, he's a Din Kedima. But the uncle is a Yairish. Shimon is a Sofik Bechav, he's a Yairish. Maybe a brother, maybe not a brother. So we have a Klal Ein Sofik Meitz Midei Badai. So Memele... So the Yairish of Reuven is the uncle, not Shimon. But she can't get married, Lashuk, because maybe Shimon is a brother. So that's Pshat over here. That is Pshat. That Lamaisa, she wants to give a get, she shouldn't have to fall the Yibam or to need Chalitza. So she gives it to the Yairish. Who's the Yairish? The Yairish is the uncle. That's Rabbi Kivega says Pshat. Al Koponim, we have here an oftener Baraisa, two Baraisas, Klo, like Rapune, not like Rabbi Yehud. Let's see what Rashi says. Shin Niskare, Kaidim Shin Nisana. The get was torn before she gave the Masaimsas. The son, she gave them as Hamas's kaidim shemais. Abalakulama tanohab, afilatanakama moide. Shim pirish almenashe titin li oile yoshai. If he had said klo, that the tanai could be niskayim by giving to my yerish, shafilu meis, nois na le yoshav. So give it to the yerishim, upturim inachlitze. Abla get le mafreyim, ishiki blosai. To get them off, hey, so see claw like Rafuna. Yeah. Look to Gemara. Tiyuf to the Rabbi Yehuda. Amal lacha Rabbi Yehuda. Hamani Rabbi. These two baraises are going according to Rabbi. The Oma Rafuna Oma Rabbi called Ha'ima Almenas Ka'ima Ma'achshav Domi. He says, Rav Huna said, "B'shem Rebbe, kolayim amanas kaim ma'achshav dami, upligi rabbanon alei, v'anod da'omri ki rabbanon." So Rav Yehuda said, "Tzicher." Rav Huna had said that Rebbe holds kaim amanas kaim ma'achshav dami, but the rabbanon acholik an Rebbe, they hold lav ki ma'achshav dami, and I hold like the rabbon. Let us see Rashi. Koyim ma'achshav, almanas kach v'kach domi. Eshibichal ma'achshav, almanas, whatever the t'nai is. Period. Gufe. Omar Rav Huna Omar Rebbe. Koloim almanas koyim ma'achshav domi. So Rav Huna said b'shem Rebbe that koloim almanas koyim ma'achshav domi. Omar Rabbi Zeire, ki havinon be Bovel. When I was in Bovel, Ava Amrinen, we said, Hoda Omar Rafun Omar Rabbi, Koloim Almenas, Koloim Ma'achshav Domi. So we understood this memre of Rafune, that Rabbi holds like this. Pligi Rabbonale, but the Rabbonon Acholik. That means when I was in Bubble, I understood that Pshad Rav Huna's memory. Rabbi holds Kahima Maharsha, but the Rabbonon hold, you don't say it's Kimarsha. Kisalki Lohosa, but Rav Zeira related, when I went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechei Lerabasi, the Yosef Vekomolo Mishmei de Rabbi Yechene, Hakel Moidim, Boim Almanas, Koim Amayachavdom. Everyone holds that Oim Almanas, Koim Amayachavdom, there's no machlokes between Rabbi and the Chachom. Loinechliku Elo Mahayoim Ulaachamisa. The whole machlokes is Mahayoim Ulaachamisa, Posanya Benichuse, Mahayoim Ulaachamisa, Get Ve'ene Get Divrei Chachomim, Rabbi Omer Kozeget. Now let us see Rashi, and then we'll see something very interesting in Rashi. Zukt Rashi, Kisalki Lahosam, this Rav Zeir is talking, Shalisi Laretz Yisrael. Loi Nechleku, Kloima. Loi Misafkehu Lohu Lerabonon. Itnoi Ichazore Elo b'mahayim ula'acha mise. Now, this Rashi is a very interesting Rashi. The mashmois of Rashi is that Rabbi Yochanan is saying as follows, and with this we'll have a meridike klokite in the whole hemshech of the Gemara later. Without this Rashi, we would say, Rabbi holds amanas k'ma'ach shavdomi, and if we say the Chachamim Acholik, they hold it's not Kamach Shavdomi. It means it should be Chal when the Tnai will be in the sky. Rashi threw in a few words over here. Loi nechku kloima loi misafku luhu lerabonon. The Rabbonon are not misupik only by mehayoim ulaachamise, but by Almenas, they are not misupik. That is the mashmois of Rashi. He says that there's a machloikis, the Chachomim in Rebbe. Do I say it's a get ve'ein a get? This machloikis is only by Mayoim Alachamisa. There it's a sofik tnai, sofik chazore. If it's a tnai, it's a mahayim. It's no shayla. But by Almenas, there's no suffix. The Chachamim hold there's no suffix. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So weist ois the machloikis, if there is a machloikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, pshat is that according to the Chachamim, they're misupik by Almenas. And yesterday we learned at Taisvis, that Taisvis said, Taisvis brought Ari in Gittin, and we'll see that the Taisvis or Agamos Muchach like that, Luchayre, that those who hold there's a machloikis between the Chachamim and Rebbe, and afilo Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda said Almanas lav kemachshav, does not mean bevadai Almanas is lav kemachshav, no, Almanas could be lav kemachshav, but it could be kemachshav also. So now, let's talk in Kainim Anach, let's talk about a case. A person will say, Ared Mekadeshesli im Omus. Almanasha almost Michaelizem. I'm sorry. Almanasha almost Michaelizem. So according to Rav Huna, according to Rebbe, Almanas kemach shevdomi. So Mamela, if he dies with his chayli, she's megereshes l'mafrei. According to the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says chama chayli, if he says such a thing, Almanasha almost Michaelizem, I don't know what he means. Could be, Almanas means that when he'll die, so then it's not Megereshes, because it's Enget Lachamise. Could be Almanas Kemachshav. So according to Rav Yehuda, then he holds the Chamal like this, Ha'omer, Almanasha, Omus, Mechayli, Zeh, according to Chamal, it's Get Ve'ene Get. According to Rabbi, Arei Zeh Get. That is according to Rav Yehuda. So the get ve'ein get that the Chachamim said by Hayoim Ula'ach HaMise, they also, according to Rav Yehuda, they all get Vayne Get by Amanas She'omus. They also all get Vayne Get. And according to Rav Yochanan, there's no such thing. The whole Machlokes is by Hayoim Ula'ach HaMise. There it's Sofik Tnai, Sofik Chazore. But Almanas, everyone knows Kemach Shev Domi. There's no Machlokes by Almanas, Shomus Mechayli. So everyone knows Kemach Shev Domi. This is the Machlokes, Rav Yehuda and Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan knows, everyone knows Almanas Kemach Shev Domi. Rav Yehuda says, no, the Chachamim hold, Almanas Shomus will be get Ve'ini Get, just like it's get Ve'ini Get by Hayim Malachamis. This is what we see from this Rashi. Now, let us go further. Now we'll start understanding something. So now the Gemara asks Akasha Rabbi Yehuda. Ul Rabbi Yehuda da Omar. Almenas nami pligi, ademifligi bimahayoim ulaachamise, nifligi baalmenas. So the Gemara is asking Akashe, why did the Baraisa bring down the machloikis by hayoim ulaachamise? She brought down the machloikis, she said it's a machloikis, nifligi baalmenas. They should be chaylik ba'almenas. So now we have to understand the Gemara's kasha. If there's a machloikis by Yom Elachamisa, the Chachamim hold it's a sofik, because it's sofik tnai, sofik chazor. That's by Yom Elachamisa. If there is a machloikis by almenas, if also ask him, you know, does the almanas? There is a number. What does almanas mean? Does almanas mean shibichal ma'achshav or shibichal shomus? Almanas shomus mechayliza. So it's another machlokes. So the Gemara's kashas are very modern kasha. The Gemara didn't ask; it should say two machlokes. That'll be the kasha. We never tell it to the kasha. The Gemara asks, why did it say this machloikis? Say this machloikis. I mean, what would I gain from one machloikis over the other machloikis? So there's a Moiridike Ritve that says as follows. They take two different inyonim. But the Ritve says as follows. There's a Mishneh that says, Areza gitach mayayim olachamisa. It's get ve'ine get. That's a Mishnah. And that's a Stam Mishnah like the Chachamim. Sofik Tanai, Sofik Chazore. So the Mishnah says get ve'ine get. Finished. The Mishnah does not bring down any machlekes. There's a Baraisa. The Baraisa says the same thing what the Mishnah says. Hareza gitach mayayim alachamisa. That's this Baraisa. Get ve'ine get. That's this Baraisa. Divrei Chachamim. Rabbi Omer Kozeget. So, what is the Baraisa enlightening me more than the Mishnah? Shitas Chachomim, I knew already from the Mishnah. He's not telling me anything. I know the Chachomim hold that Kedvaining it. He's telling me, you know, but Rabbi is Chaylik. Rabbi holds Kozeget. That's the way the Baraisa was written, the Baraisa is coming to tell us that this is Shitas Chachamim, but Rabbi holds that this is a get. But in the Chachamim, the Braise isn't telling me anything, because that I know from the Mishnah. Frag the Gemara, Kashe, you know what? The Braise should have come and told us, Achidish Bein Lechachamim, or Bein LeRabbi. Let the Braise come and tell, I don't have any Mishnah about this whatsoever. Let the Braise come and tell me. Erez the Gitach, Amenash, Omos, Mechayli, Zeh. The Chachamim say, get, ve'ino get. Rabbi says, Erez the get. So why did the Braise repeat a Mishnah and only tell me a Chiddush that Rabbi is Chaylik? Let the Baraisa bring a whole new case and they'll tell me a Chiddush to come and hold that it's a get, ve'ino get, and Rabbi holds a Reza get. That's how the Ritva says, that's the Gemara's kash on Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara's asking on Rabbi Yehuda, the Baraisa repeated the Mishnah and said one Chiddush. The Baraisa should have spoken about a new case and say two Chiddushim. That's pshat in the Gemara's kash. The Miflik Mem Yemel Achamisa Niflik Balmenas. So the Gemara says, "Leidiyache koich the Rebbe." The Baraisa spoke about this case to tell you koich the Rebbe. The Mahayim alachemisa nami areze get. Here's a medical chiddush because it is a new shail of chazore. This case. He said, "Mahayim alachemisa." So there's a mokim to say he's taka choiza. And Almanas, look, this is an opinion, Almanas, but Hayom Alachamisa, the word seems to, it's double talk over here. If we said Hayom, this is Alachamisa, so there'd be a smorgasbord to say he was Chayza. Even in such a case, Rebbe says, nah, you don't think of problems, he meant good, and Rebbe said, you have to make it, Rebbe said, and Fakert, that's the Chiddush, even though the Let's make it a little better. There's a svara to say, but if it's chazore, so what did he accomplish? Nothing. If it's chazore, he didn't accomplish anything. So Rebbe said, listen, so I don't say it's chazore, even though the loshen is mashma chazore, but it can't be chazore because he's not accomplishing anything. That was the svara of Rebbe. Now hayom la'acha misa. Then you don't have a mashmoy saloshin. So there, Rabbi says, I'm an ask him ashav dami. So there, he's not saying so big a chiddush. Here he's saying a bigger chiddush, even though the mashmoy saloshin is mashmechazor. No, I don't say he's making kalya and I say it's at night. So that's why the Baraisa mentioned this Tzil to tell me Achidish and Rebbe that even though the Mashmoy Saloshin is Mashmachazora, Af Alpikain, it's at night Miash. So the Gemara answered that the Baraisa spoke about this Tzil that Rebbe says it's a get and the Chumri say it's no, it's a Sofi get. To tell you, koyach the Rebbe, that even though that the Loshen is mashme, it's a chazore, Rebbe said, no, I'll never be toilin chazore, it doesn't work, so al kochach, he means, at night. Frag the Gemara, very good, v'niflegi ba'almanas l'diacha koyach the Rabbonan, so, let the Baraisa tell me the case of almanas, where there's no mashmoy saloshin, but if I'll pick it, the chachamim say, maybe it means it should be chal later. So the Gemara says, kayach de teira odif. It's better to tell me a chiddush in leheta, a kula, than a chumre. Rabbi is a kula. Rabbi says it's a good get. So that's a better than a chiddush. That even though we have the odds against us, it seems that it's not a good get, Rabbi said. Alive al tzavori, it's a good get. So therefore, the Baraisa mentioned this case to tell me koyet the Torah. Let us see Taisvis. Avol the kula alma to no habit. Now that we had here that a person gave his wife a get, and amanasha titnili mosayim zuz, and he died, and we have a machlekes of Shimon Gamliel in the Chachamim. Can she activate the get by giving the money to one of his yoshim? So Rav Shimon Gamliel says yes. And so even though he said Amanasha Titno Li means Li early Yoshai. That means Li does not mean Dafke me, you give it to me or to my yoshim if I'm not around. So she can activate the get La'achem Yisosai. And the Tanakhama says, no, the Tanai was Li, and the Tanai was Li, and you can't be Yotze the Tanai with Li Yoshai. So therefore, So therefore, if he died, it's fafalon. She can't activate again. So the Gemara asked Akasha from this Barais and Rav Yehuda. So we see Klo that Almenas is Kamach of Dami. And the whole Shaila is, can she be Mekayim the Tanai by giving it to the Yosh? That was the Gemara's Kasha and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, you're 100% right, and this Barais going according to Rabbi. Abu Dukul Alme Tanoya, Perish, Afilatana Kana Moide. The Tanakam is also made. She'im Pirish, if he would have said clearly, Amenashe Titni Li Oile Yerushai, if he would say clearly that the Kiyamatnai could be Niskayim by giving to my Yoshim, Shafilu Meis Naisenis Li Yoshim, then after he died, she'll give it to the Yoshim of Ptur Menachalitze, Davalagita Lamafreya, Mishiki Blosai. But to Yufte, the Rav Yehuda, the Omar Lael Lakshatite. So therefore this is a Tiyufta on Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda said that the get is first Chal Lakshatite. The Lachiyov Lay have a get. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only a get when she's Mekayim that night. Ashtami Lay have a get. So now it can't become a get, then get Lachamis. That's Pshat in the Gemara's Kash. The Imtaima. Fractosis, my makshel Rab Yehuda. What's the Gemara's kashen Rab Yehuda? Dilme de kolal me sovri li vefilu li yoshi. You said pshat in the machlokes, and the way you said pshat, it's not like Rab Yehuda. Tufta de Rab Yehuda. I'll tell you different pshat. I'll tell you as follows. Everyone holds li vefilu li yoshi. That everyone agrees. You type in my maxil Rabbi Yehuda. Dilma de kolam esavri li afilu li yosha. Ubaha pligi bein tane kamel Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The tane kamel sova ke Rabbi Yehuda. The oma lichshetite v'lai havi get. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel sova ke Rabbi Yehuda. Mishimoch hakoma den esanis li yosha. Mishiget chalalel la mafreya. That means Taisa says that you machadish apshat in the machlokes. Oh, according to my pshat, is a ka upgefragt Rabbi Yehuda. Entschuldig. Where did you get this Messiah to learn such a pshat in the machlokes? I'll tell you, I'm pshat in the Baraisa. I'll tell you, everyone knows Leva Filuli Yershai. And the Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Lechetitain. So that's why it's Fafalu. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds like Rabbi. V'yeshloima the mashmalei legemore the halosh in the koma loin is sona zekuke liyov. The Chachamim said if she did not give money when he was alive, zekuke liyov. Rotzoloima the misya bemes. That the Mishya Bemes im Tirtze will come back to these words im Tirtze. He says the Tanakama says if she never gave him money is Mishya Bemes. Well, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, migareshes miya misofik lamafreke de perashti leel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't say who told you it's Mishya Bemes. Who told you it's my? What'll be if she'll give money to the Yerush? So then it's Sofik Megoreshes. Sofik Megoreshes, Sofik Ein Megoreshes. Lech Shetitein Megoreshes, Vein Megoreshes, Ad Shetitein. Vim Kein, Ava Sveike Shoreshes Ochim, Shulei Bemokei Mitzvah. Shrem Titneno Leecho Min Akroivim, Megoreshes, Misofik Lamafreya. Vim Kein, Kiva De Sveike, Hu Chaletzes, Voloi Mishabemes. Och ja berei le mei de frisches leel, der am jude dame lech shetitein, hab ich get veine get at shetitein. De im leikein, le shani, och ja nami, de koi ketane kam. So what does Taisvis say? So Taisvis says, the same you saw that Taisvis had said before, which we had mentioned in Rashi, that the whole Rav Yehuda that says lech shetitein, it can mean lichshetitein. That means lichshetitein ilzicha bichal deget. But it could be ma'achshav also. Rabbi Yehuda was misupik. Rav Yehuda was mesupik, the Chachamim are mesupik. Here Taisa says over the same yisod. So memele, so what's the kasha? The Baraisa, it seems that it's vada misyabemes. If she did not give her husband bechayav the money, it's vada misyabemes. Im loy nisana, that's what it says in the Baraisa. Nisana ein zekuk liyavim. Loy nisana, she did not give her husband the money, zekuk liyavim. So it seems if she didn't give her husband the money, she's zicha zakuk liyavim. Why is she zakuk liyavim? What'll be if later she decides to give, if the way you say, that the Tanakama also holds li, vafilu liyoshai. So if she'll give the money later, so he can't be miyabmar. Maybe it's kemachshav domi. Maybe it's not kemachshav domi. You can't say loin is son of zekuka liyavim et abehirus. Is oiski spalt that the Tanakama holds that li means li v'loy liyoshai. So melev, she never gave to her husband, it can never be a get, zekuka liyavim. That's pshat, that's what Taisus is saying, that's how Taisus is saying pshat in the Gemara. That the Gemara always knew, according to Rav Yehuda, that what we said, lichshetite means that now it's zicha megoreshes, if she can be megoreshes from now, but could be she's megoreshes from before. So then, it's oiskishpart, that what it says, loinison is a kukuliyavam, that the time of the Chachamim is al kochach, because they hold, leave alay liyoshai. Because if you'll say that they hold li uliyoshai, so why is she zekuka liyavam? Maybe she'll give the money later to the Yerush, and it's a suffix, maybe she's giget l'mafreya. The word imtirza I don't understand well. I think like it's missing five words, which I don't understand. Let's just say the lashon of Taisus, the mashmalay ligmore, the lashon de kama loynis sona zekuke liyavam, ratzalayme de misyabemes, af imtirza litein laymois. That's how I understand the imtirza. That means that it seems she's misyabemes even if she wants to give the money, and if the chachamim hold liyoshai, so it shouldn't be misyabemes because maybe she's nizgarish l'mafreya. Let us just go a little further. Amanasha etin lecha mikan bat shloishim yom. It said in the Mishnah that if he made a tenai with her, Amanasha etin lecha mikan bat shloishim yom, he has to make sure to give it to her in the shloishim yom. Frek de gemore pshite, versteitzach, that was the agreement. Mal de teima lav to know who, I would think really he didn't mean that he's going to give it to her in 30 days. Ulezruzei kama. He told, I'm giving to you 30 days. He meant, well, I'll give it to you soon. But he didn't mean the Badafkin 30 days. He gives it the 31st day. It's Eichemish Gevelach. Kamash Malon, that no, 30 days is 30 days. And if he gives it a minute after the 30 days, forget about it. Dushan is in Chal. Pshite, Rashi Dimleinos.
Zat Rashi Pshite, the im lay no san la besaych lamed eine mekadeshes. It's poshet that if he didn't give it to her besaych lamed, she's not mekudish. What is the Mishnah telling us? So I would think lav tenohu. It's not a real tenai and condition in the nesina. B'lay koptah shloishim yoim. She wasn't makbid that it should be given in the 30 days. She just wants to be mezarism. But if he'll give the 31st day, she is maskim to this. It's kamash malon, that since it was said, it has a halacha of tenai, and if it was not given in the 30 days, she's not mekudish.